Number one, while sipping juice from a glass with a straw. Number two, while using a medicine dropper. Number three, while filling a ink into a fountain pen. Number four, while using a syringe by the doctors for injection. We measure the air pressure with an instrument called the barometer. Children, now we will learn about the balance between the oxygen and carbon dioxide and how it has been maintained. We have seen that oxygen in the air is continuously being used up in the process of burning and breathing. Burning and breathing both give out carbon dioxide. The green leaves of the plants take in carbon dioxide during the process of photosynthesis to make their food and release oxygen gas. In this way, the balance between the oxygen and carbon dioxide has been maintained. Next, we come to air pollution. Fresh and pure air is very important in order to keep us healthy. Air gets polluted in many different ways. Here we will talk about two different ways. A. By the smoke produced by burning coal or wood. B. By the gases given out by the automobiles and the factories. Children, now we come to the next part of the chapter, which is water. Water is known as the universal solvent because water dissolves many substances to form solutions. You have already learned that a solution has a liquid in which a solid substance is dissolved. The liquid is called a solvent and the dissolved substance is called a solute. Water is a good solvent. There are two kinds of impurities. They are soluble impurities and insoluble impurities. Soluble impurities can be separated from water by evaporation and distillation, and insoluble impurities can be separated from water by decantation, sedimentation, and filtration. Now, evaporation. Boil the sugar solution in an evaporating dish till all the water evaporates. What will you find? That sugar is left behind in evaporating dish and the original sugar separated from the solution. So, the dissolved substances can be separated from water by the process of evaporation. Next is distillation. It is the method of separating two miscible liquids from their mixture. Different liquids have different melting and boiling points. By this method, we can separate oil, petrol, and diesel. Now comes sedimentation. Allow the soil particles in a sample of water to settle down at the bottom as sediments. This is called sedimentation. The clear water can be seen at the top. The sediments can be removed from water by gradually pouring the clear water into another container without disturbing the sediments. Last is filtration. Separation of insoluble impurities with the help of a filter paper is called filtration. The insoluble substances are caught in the filter paper and drops of clear water trickle into the beaker kept under the funnel to collect as a filtrate. Now, children, we come to the last part, which is on page 63, drinking water. Water which is fit for drinking purposes is called potable water. Water contains many disease-causing germs like bacteria, protozoa, and viruses. This produces serious diseases in human beings and other animals. This water contains soluble or insoluble impurities and germs. So this water must be purified and made suitable for drinking. Now, how it can be purified? By chlorination, by adding few crystals of potassium permanganate, which kill the disease-causing germs, and it can be used by drinking purposes by boiling. Boiling water for 20 minutes is enough to kill germs. With this, we come to the end of our explanation. Thank you.